Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Turner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we are live from Grand Central Plaza. There they have a sky deck. And as we have been touring New York, we've been studying public plazas, and there is a icon or symbol on some buildings. You can see them from the outside. Some of them have them on the inside. And it says open to the public. So this is a particular building that has a it's two stories, and it has a deck or, you know, a sitting space open to the public so we can sit on the rooftop and enjoy the summer breeze. So it's July 22nd, 2015, and we're in New York City, the island of Manhattan, and we're on a awesome sky deck today. And I want to give you a little bit about the coordinates. The address is East 40th Street and 3rd Avenue between 41st Street and 40th Street. And there's a big sign there. It's a circular sign, and it has like a little a gateway and a plaza on the side where you can sit, like a walkthrough, you know, from 41st to 40th. And also upstairs, there's a, you know, sitting space. So I thought it was awesome. And, you know, as we continue to study the points of view in New York, which is a little slogan campaign they have here on some of the roadways and the different places that they put posters, we thought that we would also look at the city from that point of view and try to see if we can catch a few views, you know, as we continue to do the show from New York City. So we were able to do that. And so let me give you the time. It's open from 7 to 8 p.m., and that's 7 in the morning to about 8 at night. And so it's accessible. And so we're here today to do our show. So today, the topic of our show is continuing our anniversary theme. And what we wanted to do is tell you that we're looking for carriers for the ATP show. So what I mean by carriers is we want to embed and, you know, send our show to different locations and sites to get more audience members. And so by doing that, we decided to look for carriers, listers, bloggers, and websites who will list our show on their pages and to help get more help us to get more reviews and callers, also to get a family-oriented audience. We also would like to send the message during our anniversary month that, you know, we intend to improve and increase our audience. So what we did was we did a search online. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And we're at the plaza, and it's called the Grand Central Plaza in New York City on 40th and 3rd Street. It's between 41st and 40th Street. And what we're doing today is we're blogging, but we're also talking about an increase in our audience members, how to improve our show, how to get more listeners, and how to get a teen audience as well as a parenting audience. And we have some listeners already, but we would like to increase that. We're in our third year. We did a lot of test shows just to see how a sample of this show would go and how we could learn to do the show, and also how we would, you know, let the show grow. So in the years, we've done the guests and the, you know, gift boxes, and we've done the, in the second year, we did periodicals, a few books, and poetry books. And then in the third year, we were able to do our third-year anniversary book, which is a graduation edition, and for Markel, who actually completed his graduation and his high school diploma. And it's also a theory of jewels, which give us our series, you know, an advancement, and we're going to continue on with that. And then we have a landmarks edition also in one booklet, which gives us more information about New York and New Jersey. And in New York, everyone praises New York, and there are so many books dedicated to the island of Manhattan in New York City. It's almost like having a book already, and I feel some type of contentment in my soul and in my heart to also have created for my son, who is the co-author of the book. He also was a contributor, to help him, you know, have his own New York book with New Jersey as well, since we're like the tri-state area. So that was very interesting. So today we've been researching how to gain more audience members and to get more listeners. So what we did was we ran a search and we found SwiftType.com, and it's a listing site, and you start by entering some information. And you go on with that. We're going to continue our study with them. I think they're a paid site, and it might not cost much, but it's just a contribution, you know, and a fee. So we're going to go ahead and continue to investigate that. We'll give you updates on how that's going. And I'm not sure how many sites they'll list or where they'll list, but they did come up on the search, and we did start that process. So we're going to see how it goes and see, you know, about the results as far as, you know, what we're going to get for whatever we spend, or if it's at no cost to little cost. So then we went to submitexpress.com, and we used keywords, list your website, and we found submitexpress.com, and theirs was a small database that you had to just give some information, and they could also register you to get you know, listings and carriers for your particular page. And I'm not sure if they're going to do a one-liner or if they're going to do a link, or if you can possibly get a piece of your show page in a database in their on their database. So then we also listed the word free, and free actually brought up a lot of different listings, and we'll go back and continue our search tomorrow. As you can see, it's going to take several days for us to register and then get feedback, so we're going to have to tell you what happened after we get information back from the different listers, carriers, websites, and bloggers who would also like to list our page so that we can, have a better audience and we can get more reviews for our show, and our callers will, have the opportunity to see and hear, as we progress. And also theirs was another, we found search engines. There's AOL, Yahoo. We also have Dogpile, and there's different search engines. So we were going to Google as well, and you can go to their page and enter data, and therefore you'll have to embed your show, and they'll be able to list you as well. There are several different bloggers. There's all types of bloggers all over. There's fashion bloggers. There are all types of bloggers around. So we have to find the blogger that we would like to carry our show. We already have a connection with Gwen Gestart. And her show, she did a lot of changing this year. She retired from her job as a teacher in, I believe it's Texas, and now she's on to doing something new. And she's had anniversaries and all type of congratulations, different pages, web pages, emails, and things going through LinkedIn, and I found out a lot of information about her. I called her back and said thank you and, hello and congratulations and all like that. We, stay connected to that extent. And so I found out all that new information about her. So if you are a fan of Gwen's and you would like to, or you're not listening or you're listening to archives and you don't know what to do, you possibly can give her an email shout out. And go ahead and see if, you can stay connected and find out what her new ventures are, because now that she's retired, she's taking on new ventures. So my name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Ethereal Parenting, and we're talking about self-talk and some of the other people that are connected with Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And we're talking about finding new listers, L-I-S-T-E-R, to list our show in their databases so that we can get a stronger family-oriented audience. So we are talking about it today. I went to New York Public Library, and I found books on bloggers, and there were some PDF information, so it was downloadable, it was printable and everything, but the computer system wasn't working well, so wasn't able to download that. And I saved it anyway because I believe that it'll be available at another time, but I was having just some technical difficulties today, but I believe tomorrow we'll be able to get that information and give you an update on what I was able to find at the New York Public Library and what I was able to the information, what it says, even though I was able to download it, I wasn't able to open the download. So we're going to give you more information about that. Okay, so we found a few agencies. We realized how to get there, and, we're going to be listing our page soon, and so hopefully we'll get more, you know, attention from the right audience, and, you know, hopefully not, you know, the wrong audience. So targeting the market, you know, and having a targeted market and knowing who we are and what we would like to do and who we would like to target in our market, a family-oriented market, then I think that we'll get the right results by saying that as well and making sure we press the right buttons when it says who are you trying to contact or who do you want to see your show. When you list parenting and when you list teens and when you list audiences from our age group, 16 to about 45 or 50, you know, we're going to get that right target. So not knowing, you know, would leave us open to anything from, you know, 1-year-old to, you know, 100-year-old, you know, but that's not exactly what we're trying to do. We're actually trying to target a market so that we can conference, so that we can get emails, so that we can connect and actually get to know other people in the same market. So that's our show for today. Listen up. We're going to have some updates soon. I guess we can give a few now. We've been at Facebook and we've been doing a blog. We're going to create a new theory of cooking book soon. It's going to be based off some of our most recent visits to some food place. We don't do reviews. We love everything that we do. We don't go places we really don't like. So we're going to do our food blog, and I guess we can convert that right into a new book. And so that'll be a theory of cooking 3. And that'll include New York and New Jersey sites. We have pictures of food, and we have pictures of locations where we've gone. And we're going to just continue to create. So I downloaded some stuff today, like B.B. King's chicken and waffle dish. We had that on there posted. There's all types of things, like we love IHOP. Remember, we got a carcasses from there. And so we like to get, you know, any type of sampler plate or, you know, short stack or a tall stack of cakes from there, pancakes. And we also got feedback from the TESC, which is Thomas Edison State College. We were telling you on the show earlier in the week that we had entered the applause section, and they contacted me via email and said they were happy that I made contact, and they congratulated us on our achievement and said that we would be listed in one of the future editions, and they would get back to me soon to let me know which edition that the future features will be published in. So we have that, and you know, so those are the updates, and I hope you stay connected, and if you have any comments, you can always reach us at joinustammy@yahoo.com. That's our show for today. Until next time.